We should.
We have Max Egan in there.
And we've only got about maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes left in the show here. And I was just kind of leading off with talking about just taking personal responsibility and when you become a new truther and you want to become aware and you want to reach out and you got to have social contact with other people and you really need to expand and you need to be a lot more accepting and open and things like that and reject all that negativity and hate that the New World Order tries to instill in us, basically.
Well, you do, and it's everywhere. I mean, that's the way our society is designed, basically. Our society below the surface is actually designed to create a sociopathic civilization, a sociopathic race. People are trained to be nasty to other people, basically. So, you know, you've got to forgive them for what they do because they know not what they do. They're just doing what they've been trained to do. And really, when you step back and look at the bigger picture, this is what it is. When you understand that we've got a psychopathic society, it's run by psychopaths. And so, of course, their morality permeates all of society. They control the education system, which is really an indoctrination system, which teaches you this false reality is real, teaches you that a sucker's born every minute and you've got to climb over everybody you can to get to the top, and at the end of life, the one with the most wins. So you can't really blame people for being what they are. What you've got to do instead is simply lead by example in what you do. And even when people attack you, you know, treat them the way you would want to be treated in that situation. If you're in a position in life where you're attacking somebody else because you disagree with their belief, what would be a good way to approach you to change your point of view? You know what I mean? That's the way you have to approach
it. Well, I likened it to, let's say you're a slave in ancient Egypt or something like that, and building the pyramids, you're dragging the staff and you get whipped all the time, that kind of thing. And you think, man, it really sucks being a slave. And it's just like today, you know, it really does suck to be a slave. And one guy comes along and he's free and he's got the ability to help you or help you escape or free you or anything like that. But instead of doing anything to help you, he goes, "Oh, you're a slave. You know, you're just in that situation because you want to be and you can change yourself if you want to." And, or he's running by and he's so happy that he's not a slave that he finds it really funny that everybody else is still a slave. So instead of helping you out in your day-to-day business and everything like that to try and help you free yourself, he walks by and he looks at you and he points his finger and he goes, "Ah! You're all slaves! Oh, you'll never know what it's like to be free." You know, that kind of stuff. And that's what a lot of truthers actually turn into, because they get really ticked off with the New World Order system and that kind of stuff. They start to blame the other people who aren't doing anything about it for that problem. And it's not their fault. They're victims of it, just like you are.
Yeah, well, everybody's a victim of it. That's the thing. But even when you do that, it's not helping. I mean, that's kind of like ego taking over. You know, I'm awake and you're not, so you're an idiot. You know?
Yeah.
And that's not it. I mean, unless you're awake all your life, you know, you were asleep. And it's easy to see why people are asleep, and it's easy to see why people are programmed the way they are. What you've got to do is step back and look at society. Everybody's programmed in everything they do. The subtext in everything involving our society, all of it, there's all of these underlying messages and subliminal messages and subtext in everything. And it all trains people how to think. It trains them what reality is. It doesn't give them any real information, but it tells them reality functions in a certain way and they need to behave in a certain way. It gives them all these yardsticks to measure up to. And people live in a complete matrix. And you can't attack the people and say you're a fool because you believe this false reality is real. You've got to show them that it's not, and you've got to show them a better way. And you know, you've got to do this with respect. I mean, you need these people. We need community. We're all in this together. It's a single consciousness experiencing itself as 7 billion people, ultimately. If you want to look at quantum physics and look at the way reality actually works, this is a whole other show. But you know, when you really look at it, we're all in this together. Everybody's equal. There's no reason for you to be ridiculing others. And if you are ridiculing others because of their predicament and the fact that they're still asleep, well, then you're really only half awake yourself, you know, because you're missing the point if that's what you're doing.
There's like that. And there's a lot of truthers out there who kind of, they don't actually start doing anything because they want to actually do something perfect to start off with. It's just stupid. They just stop themselves from doing the things that they should be doing.
Well, because they've given themselves yardsticks. Maybe they want to make a video or something, but they think, oh, will it be as good as this other film I saw or whatever? Maybe, you know, what people need to do is change their heart space and apply it to reality around them. That's all they need to do. They don't need to make videos. They don't need to make anything. I mean, there's plenty of videos you can share with people now. There's plenty of stuff out there. There's enough information out there. We've been talking about this for so long now that all the information's already there. What you need to do is start applying this information to yourself. Change your energetic state and apply that to reality around you. Know that you're free. Know that there's a better way. Question authority. Do it in the right way. Do it politely. Do it respectfully. But know who and what you are. That's the key to the whole thing. Knowing that you are man. You are living flesh. All of these rules and all this rubbish that our governments do, none of this is real. And people are waiting to be saved. They're waiting for someone to come along on a white horse and save them. There's going to be mass arrests. There's going to be this. The ETs are coming. There's a savior going to come. The world's going to change in 2012 and I don't have to do anything about it. I don't have to apply myself to reality. Something is going to happen and the world is going to change. I'm going to ascend or whatever and I don't have to lift a finger. All I have to do is sit back and watch. And that's what a lot of people believe. They fail to apply themselves to reality around them and to lead by example in all that they do and to improve reality by their existence in it. That's really the one rule of life. Just improve reality by your presence in it, you know what I mean? Serve the creation.
Well, and also, there's ways of manipulating other people. I mean, maybe manipulate is not the right word, but you can enhance, detract, or you can help or you can destroy other people with manipulation. Like, for example, the great Chinese general Sun Tzu, when his troops were in a very hopeless situation, being attacked from all sides, and all of the troops were very tired and they were trying to march home and escape, he burned all their food. He threw out all their water rations. He burned their tents. And he said to them, "There is no way that we are going to get home. You have no choice, and your only way to go see your family is to fight and win." And win they did. You can motivate people with their situations around them. And now think about the New World Order situation. We're surrounded just like that army was. And just like that army too, all of our resources that we're surviving on are all being dried up. The New World Order knows that there's some kind of prophecy about them being overthrown, and they're trying to prevent it by increasing draconian legislation, surveillance, poisons, and putting their stuff everywhere for everybody to be conditioned by. The very process of them trying to avoid that prophecy is actually waking people up and fulfilling the prophecy that they sought to derail.
Well, it is. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. But, I mean, what's going on is a soft kill. You know, it's depopulation. That's what's going on all around the planet. And the only remedy to it all is for people to wake up to who and what they are. You can't mount a protest, mount a legal challenge, put in a new political candidate or anything like this. It doesn't work. The system's broken. It's completely broken. Even on the last show that I did that went to air yesterday, I was talking about the remedy lies in trust. The remedy to the whole situation is for the people of the planet to remember that the relationship that exists between themselves and their government is a trust agreement. We entrust our country to these people for their managerial skills. We pay them a lot of money to manage the country properly for us. They are holding the country and all of the resources of the country and everything in the country in trust for the people. Essentially, because of the nature of government, a government can't own property. It's just it's not real. It's smoke and mirrors. It's just a cloud. You can't go and poke the government, touch the government. The government consists of a whole bunch of people who are public trustees that are holding the country in trust for the people. So all these people have done is that they've created all this legislation. They've created all of this stuff that they're doing. And they get away with it because we don't understand that this is a trust agreement. They're all in breach of trust. We don't have to worry about what the legal parameters are that they construct. We'll get to that later. But for the beginning, let's have a look at what our relationship with these people is. It's a trust agreement. They're in breach of trust. If the people of the country stand up and say, "Hey, listen, guys, you're all in breach of trust because we're really struggling out here. You're enacting legislation we don't like. You're doing all these things that we don't want you to do. And we're not interested in what you've written down on your pieces of paper. We want to address the root core issue here. We want to address the cause of every single problem that we face as a society, because the cause of that problem is the breach of trust that exists between the people and their governments.
The position of trust that they manipulate is what they call a fiduciary position, okay? Like a lawyer knows more than you do, so you go to him when you've got legal problems because he knows more about law than you. So you trust him, you pay him, and he gives you the result you want. Doctor, same thing. You know nothing about your health, so you go to a doctor, you pay him, you trust him, and you swallow it. Politicians, you don't know nothing about running the country, so you go to him, you pay him, and he takes over those responsibilities. Okay, fiduciary. Now, these people don't actually know the meaning of the word fiduciary anymore. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, the word fiduciary now translates simply and has been shortened in the linguistic context to simply the word douche, because that's what these people are. Okay? No person is accountable because it's an organization. Okay? And because no person's accountable, the people who are supposed to be responsible have no consequences for their scumbaggery.
Well, the way I see it, you know, if any government or any person within government chooses to interfere with my life because I have broken one of their statute regulations and thereby they have chosen to exercise a right of ownership over me, then I'll call them for breach of trust. Because if there's no injured party in my actions and I'm doing something like standing up to prevent a coal seam gas well going in, so therefore I'm defending the water table, which is even under their law, you're not allowed to pollute water. And yet they are allowing coal seam gas mining, which is destroying groundwater. So I'll go and stand up to that. And if I'm in breach of a statute, well, so what? There's no injured party until I get arrested. Because once I'm arrested, there's an injured party, me, because of the actions of the government. They're prepared to injure me for a breach of a statute for which there is no injured party. That's breach of trust. A whole lot of it is breach of trust. Every single thing this government's doing is breach of trust. And the Australian Prime Minister even said on air, the other day, she was talking to the mining companies and she said that you mining companies need to understand that you don't own the resources, you're only leasing the rights to the resources or something like that. We've just sold you the rights to the resources and that we, the government, hold the country and the resources in trust for the sovereign people of the country. She actually said this. And to me, this is the government saying, hey guys, I've sold my soul to the devil. I'm the Prime Minister. I'm a lawyer. So therefore, I'm part of that system. I'm under contractual obligations that I have to destroy the planet. But you people can fix it because you people need to remember that this is a trust agreement. You're the sovereign people. You're already sovereign. You don't need to claim your sovereignty. You're already sovereign. And what exists between yourself and myself is a trust agreement. And if you people choose to stand up and call the government for breach of trust, then what can the government do? What can the government do? They have no defense against being called for breach of trust. I mean, look at the state of the planet. Look at the state of the countries. Look at the state of the global situation. Every single bit of it has been the result of governmental breach of trust, the whole lot. Every single government on the planet is guilty of this. The people need to stand up and call them on it. You know, I will. I'm happy to. I'm doing it here on air. I've done it on Sydney Breakfast Radio. I've called Prime Minister Julia Gillard. I've challenged her to a public debate. Of course, I never heard from her. But all of these governments are in breach of trust. And until people can understand that, you know, that we're all here together, we are all equal. Doesn't matter what people believe, doesn't matter what they think, doesn't matter what they've done. What matters is what we do from this point. And what we need to do is to respect each other, to treat each other as ourselves, treat each other as equal, and call these governments on breach of trust. I mean, we can still have the infrastructure, we can still have society running the way it is, but let's put some honest people in there who are going to operate within this trust that we give these people, because our present government does not do that. They are all in breach of trust, and the first exhibit I would offer the world to establish this fact is the Earth itself. Have a look at the place. Okay, so that's what I think needs to be done. Put down all the differences. Stop going down rabbit holes. Stop looking for someone to point the finger at, because really the people to point the finger at is us for allowing the governments to do what they do, because ultimately they're just people, just like us. Doesn't matter about their legislation. It only exists on paper. It's not real. The whole thing that we call society is just an idea they came up with, and they taught to everybody that it was real. They taught everyone to believe it was real through the education system. But it's fiction. It's a matrix, and it's not how the world should be run. So that's my answer.
Well, you can see it when you look out your window, and it's right here in this very room. And you can see it when you turn on your television. And you can feel it when you pay your taxes and when you help your landlady carry out her garbage. It is literally everything that you've been born into, for a prison for your mind, to turn you into a unit of energy so that people can feed on scumbaggery.
Well, yes, a lot of it's energetic. I mean, they love the control. I mean, like I said, it's a psychopathic system, because it's a system that's been created by psychopaths. And so that's why humanity is expendable throughout this system, all the way through it. It's all about the economy, managing the economy, making sure the economy keeps growing, which happens at the expense of the earth and the people and the environment and basically everything. Society and the earth itself just basically eats itself to support this fictional economy, which only exists on paper. It's just numbers on computers. It's not real. And we're destroying everything that's real to support this economy. So, yeah, we need to wake up to what's going on.
Okay.